mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order, will be joining us to talk about some new developments and scary trends inside the global slave state. A plethora of vital news and information coming up as well we'll be discussing. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Jeff in New York, you're on the air, Jeff.
Alex, good to talk to you.
Welcome.
Hey, the new movie is great, by the way. What I called about, I've been filming black helicopters here. I live between Fort Drum and Seneca Army Depot. And last week I filmed one with my video camera, a Bell 206 Jet Ranger, with the Globe radar array over the main rotor, and on the rear skid, the bottom skid, was
that's a command and control helicopter.
This one had an aerosol sprayer on the bottom skid. I got it on film. The other thing I called about...
Do you know how to upload that to the web?
No idea. Maybe I can find somebody that knows how.
Dump a copy and mail it. Make sure it's clearly marked.
I'll show you my other ones, too, on there. Another thing I got, on our local CBS News affiliate a few weeks ago, they said a new project starting at Fort Drum where they were changing the uniforms to have Velcro emblems on them, so all the emblems, including the American flag, can be peeled off at any time. One soldier they interviewed gave...
Well, we were just covering the article out of Maryland. They got it going on in Florida, all these foreign troops with our troops, working with the local police for domestic operations. I mean, folks, they're getting ready for something big.
It's very odd. They said it's going to be spreading from there to all of the uniforms soon enough.
Well, I mean, those black berets helped merge us into the European look.
Weren't the original black berets made in China?
Well, they're not even originally. I believe they still are.
That's nice.
Well,
that's all
you know,
I got, Alex.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, send me that. That sounds interesting. Eric in California. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me on again for the billionth time. Hey, I'm calling to ask more stuff about the military. Now, one thing, I think it was in Police State 2, you showed how, during the Seattle riot, how the First Amendment was oppressed. Now, here's the thing, I'm going to play devil's advocate for you. Isn't it necessary to somehow put martial law under an area that's under riot? I mean, come on, look at Seattle. Seattle was rioting with the WTO there.
Good! You understand. Excellent!
But no, I mean, I'm not saying, oh yes, we must have freedom of speech, but, I mean, if someone is going to movie theaters going, fire, 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 and there's no fire, isn't that going to create more problems?
Yes, exactly! Good! Sir, let me be serious with you, Eric. All right, let me try to respond to this. If you've seen the film, you saw that the people causing the 100 or so black bloc, or black anarchists, they're not black people, folks, they call themselves the black bloc, they wear black outfits similar to the police, were trained at a local facility, were housed at a local facility, the police were ordered not to stop them, then they retired under police protection, we have video in the newscast and all of it. And then the police began savagely attacking the 60,000 peaceful demonstrators, putting them in the Sandpoint Brig. Nowhere in the main area of the city could you even have an anti-WTO pin on your shirt. They were arresting people and said there's no more First Amendment. And it was all admitted that it was staged, and no one was yelling fire in a theater. And so having people having anti-WTO signs wasn't causing a problem. Now, the argument could be with the police is, if you're rioting, we'll arrest you. Not if someone has an anti-WTO sign, we're going to arrest you. Now, what is your major... What, I mean, are you joking with me?
Oh, no, I'm not trying to joke with you, but I'm just trying to, like... Because, Mr. Jones, it's so hard to believe that we're having this huge New World Order thing, and it's just...
Yes, it's hard to believe, exactly. Go back to sleep.
It's just so hard. It's like, what do you expect me to do? I'm only one person. I can't...
Eric, just deny it's going on. That'll make it go away.
No, I've been told, like, oh, you're creating a disturbance. And I've been told, you know, you could be arrested for talking about, oh, the 9/11 incident was created by the government.
Just stay there.
Alex
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this second hour on this 24th day of May 2005. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We'll get to your calls, including the last caller we were talking to, Eric in California, who just can't believe what the New World Order is doing, has trouble dealing with it. We'll get to your call first and then to others, let you finish up your points. I think it'd be best for Dr. Dennis Cuddy to really tell us about himself briefly and his books, which I'm actually now carrying one of his best books, Cover Up, concerning 9/11 and of course, Iraq, an excellent book. But we'll tell you about that a little bit later. But Dr. Cuddy, good to have you back on with us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You just had some major surgery, didn't you, a few months ago?
Well, no, it's been a while ago. It's just that the condition will not improve. I can talk conversationally for a little bit, but not for any length of time.
Well, you're a real national treasure, and I know we're going to keep you for an hour and 20 minutes, and that's grueling for you, but we appreciate it, sir. Tell us in a nutshell who Dr. Dennis Cuddy is and your journey to truth, finding out about the NWO.
Well, it started a long time ago, I guess back supposedly in high school. What I found out was there's the first governor's school, as it was called, in the nation. Carnegie had funded it, and it was in the state that I'm in, and I was selected as one of these. And you get the idea that they're promoting you for something. And they started to not like questions that I was raised, and certain doors that had been opened suddenly closed. Nobody actually came up and said, you know, forget it, you know, you're now not one of us. But you got the clear indication what was going on. And so by this time I had gotten into graduate school, and this is about 35 years ago, and reading The Muckrakers, who are the original investigative reporters, I guess around 100 or so years ago. And you find out from them certain things, like who was really behind John D. Rockefeller. There was a person that was running him, actually, called Henry Rogers, that was much more feared by the masses, and you found out that
tied into British money as usual.
Yeah, and they had agents in every hamlet of the United States, you know, to see who they could use and fund and help up the ladder and make members of Congress or whatever. And so from there, it just became a puzzle, and then I got myself into the federal government, Department of Education, where I saw that there was like a revolving door. You'd have, when their type of person was in the presidency, they flooded to the federal government, then put millions of dollars into their cause, and then when their person was not in, they'd go back to these foundations, Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford, and do basically the same thing. And so I got some experience with them, and all during this time I was collecting material, private papers, documents, diaries, whatever, and finally piecing together this puzzle that shows there really is this power elite which is running things.
Now, again, this is from naval historical societies in England. It's from their own autobiographies. It's from the Library of Congress. It's from Georgetown. I mean, this stuff's public. World leaders saying, we want world government, you're going to be our slaves, and that's really the end of it. Now, 10 years ago, especially 20, 30 years ago, but 10 years ago when I got involved in the fight, you could read their documents, but if you talk about the CFR, Trilateral Commission, they'd even say it didn't exist in the news, and it's a code word for racism if you say it, and the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Now CNN comes out and goes, yeah, they want world government, but it's good. And the New York Times says, yes, they basically pick our presidents, but it's good. And world government is good. And people that are against it are evil. And then Reuters comes out last Friday and says, we want to get rid of the borders and have a Pan-American Union run by the United Nations. And, yes, foreign troops are training here to deal with domestic threats. And it's all wonderful. And we're building emergency FEMA centers. And, oh, it's so glorious. And we're going to have national ID cards and swipe them to buy and sell. And we are going to register your guns. And we are going to, I mean, it's just now all the, it's, I mean, and it's getting worse every week, Dr. Cuddies. I'm sure you've noticed. It's just now that they have unleashed hell itself, and they are really moving at warp speed right now.
Yeah, that's what at least one H.G. Wells of the sort of power elite said in his volumes. He said toward the end the process would speed up, and he said many would die protesting the New World Order.
And again, he wrote a lot of non-fiction. He was a futurist and a eugenics lord of the globalist.
Most people know him for Time Machine and things like that, but he was one of the original individuals. Before he used the term New World Order, he called it the New Republic, and he'd say they would have a cause that would make killing us worth the while.
He was kind of a propagandist for Cecil Rhodes, was he not?
Somewhat. There's like three different elements that network. You had H.G. Wells and the Fabian Socialists.
Interlocking directorates.
Right, who worked with the Rhodes people, who in turn worked with the Skull and Bones people, yeah.
So what do we say to everybody who... Now, they're still simultaneously, literally, saying it doesn't exist when we talk about it, but then openly saying it does exist and it's good. So we're actually seeing mass psychosis doublethink right now.
they have one particular message that they want the great unwashed, the masses who are supposed to be under them, they see themselves as the philosopher kings, and that is, if you talk about these things, that you're a conspiracy nut, and what they're going to do is say you have a mental health problem which needs treatment. They'll brand you. But to their own people, to the elite themselves, they'll admit in their meetings and publications that yeah, there is a power elite, and they run everything. There's, like you said, it's been in the Washington Post and CFR publications and on to PBS television. Les Gelb, who is president of the CFR, basically said that on the Charlie Rose show one night. He said, yeah, I talk about the New World Order all the time, and as president of the CFR, I want to get our people in key positions to run this stuff.
And so they can say it on PBS with millions watching, knowing, though, that 99% of the public doesn't. And so they can even put it in newspapers, magazines, but they know the general public doesn't read that.
Right. They've dumbed the general public down. That's deliberate as well.
Oh, you're right. They couldn't read that. I'm sorry. They're unable to.
Well, that, and they keep them occupied with inane soap operas and sitcoms and the like.
Yeah, in fact, let's talk about Desperate Housewives instead of the future of our children in this country and our souls.
Absolutely. That's part of the program process. There's a it does several things. It's not just a psychological conditioning. It's a there's a technique called snapping, where once you get people into that mindset, that becomes their intelligence level, and they really, if you try to talk to them about anything else, they get upset.
I mean, they talk about in their documents, and you were at the Department of Education, like Charlotte Isherby,
right,
who was the number two position there, and she has a phone book size book of documents where they openly talk about it. But it's really about freezing the mental state at about 13, 14 in an adolescent stupor, and then also creating it where they just regurgitate whatever they're told.
There was a letter, a memo that she uncovered, and we circulated back in the mid-80s that Terrell Bell, who was head of the Department of Education at the time when she and I were there, sent a letter out to Leland Birmingham, head of Utah's department, said we're going to put what they called outcome-based education in place, which really was a sort of process for dumbing the children down. They say we're going to have more depth, but cover fewer subjects. And of course, you know, if you leave gaps out of anything, then the kids are just dumbed down.
Yeah, I've noticed, we've had generations of this. Adults now, and especially young people, either they're more awake than ever, or, you know, they beat the programming, because that always happens in nature. That's God's system. Or they're totally enthralled by it. But they always want to talk about things individually, and even in that individual discussion, to the limited data they were given, they don't have what I call full spectrum analysis and the interconnecting panorama. They're unable to grasp, large concepts.
That's right. The change was deliberate from what they call cognitive basics, reading, writing, math, to affective. How do you feel about these things? And so what they've been conditioned to do is live in a world of cliches. For example, if you say something to them about abortion or whatever, it doesn't matter. They'll say, well, don't impose your morality on me. And that's where their brain comes to a screeching halt, not realizing that that's what laws are.
They have a prepackaged little node spit out that they associate with being smart.
That's right, but it doesn't. Most of the time, it doesn't even make sense, because if you ask them, well, aren't most of our laws based on some sort of imposition of thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill? They say, well, yeah, I guess so, but they don't get to that level.
Or they take you trying to warn them as some type of uppity insult.
That's you're being judgmental. You're looking down your nose at them, and they're just as good as you are in their ignorance. Yes.
It's unbelievable. I mean, these people will make jokes. The example is, one of the classics is, you're a black helicopter person. I was on this radio show, and I said, look, I did cover, it wasn't the front page of the Austin American Statesman when they tried to bribe the police chief and did all this urban warfare training. Are you saying we don't have this military shadow government taking over? I'm sure you've heard about it. And they go, well, yeah, that's going on, but I'm still saying you're a kook to be against it.
And if you try to get on Rush Limbaugh and say anything like that, he'll call you a kook as well. He has this little kook test. But what I try to do in some of my books is show how some of the other stuff he says is basically right about. There's one quote where he says, if you amount to anything, you have to be a good Kennedy School of Government type, and you're hand-picked and plucked, and you're put in certain positions, and so forth and so on. So even Rush himself is describing sort of what we're talking about, but if you come on or I come on and say something like that, he'll say we're nuts, a kook.
Well, what they do is they give you a lot of the truth, but then add bad solutions.
That's right.
I mean, that's another. It's sophisticated, folks. I mean, the elite's in power because they're slick.
That's right, Slick Willie.
And it's time to stop being fooled. I mean, I'm sorry I'm telling you you've been ripped off. You can judge the messenger if you want, or you can wake up. Stay there, Dr. Cuddy. I want to talk about a lot of other issues.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
We're talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Your calls are coming up later in this hour. I've got a lot of pertinent news items from the last few days, and I want to get his take on as well. That way we can have our great guest on and also cover news at the same time. Dr. Cuddy, I mean, for those who don't understand the whole false left-right system of how the elite comes in, socializes the country to consolidate the wealth of the people, to get them dependent, and then they use more and more of that social control to dumb down and expand their dominance, then people get caught up in this whole left-right debate, but Bush is out Clinton and Clinton. I mean, how do you deprogram somebody who thinks they're a conservative and thinks George Bush is a conservative?
It's it's really hard once they've bought into apparently what a lot of them have bought into, and that's the sort of lesser of two evils. They won't call him that, but I would say you really can't look at it any other way, given that even before George Bush ran in 2000, he was he had enough of an indication. For example, I think down in Texas there was a woman who had become a Christian after she was in prison. The warden said she was a model prisoner, and Bush had no problem with executing her while at the same time commuting to life sentence a homosexual who had brutally murdered the little child of America's Most Wanted host and so on. And yet the American public did that. And, of course, once he got into office, he had his federal...
Well, he also made fun of the woman and said, "Please don't kill me, please," and got off on it.
And then once he gets in, of course, he almost immediately does something that Clinton never did, which is had the federal forces go into Pastor Greg Dixon's church there in Indiana and grab him and some of the parishioners and seize the church property and so on, and point homosexuals to various prominent positions and ambassadorships, and put up his what he called the one finger salute in front of a TV camera after a sports event, and a lot of things that you just wouldn't associate with being a, quote, good Christian. But the people overlooked that sort of stuff.
But he also rewarded the Attorney General of Alabama with a federal judgeship, the guy that went after Roy Moore. But it doesn't matter. So-called Christians will tell you that Bush fought for Judge Roy Moore and call you a devil if you tell them the truth.
That's right. Judge Pryor was one of his nominees that's up for Senate confirmation, and he says he really likes Ozzy Osbourne's music, like Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, and Facing Hell, which has demonic parts to it, occultic.
He also likes to pray at Shinto shrines, pray to Allah. I mean, he's a jack of all trades.
Yeah. So, bottom line, I don't see how a person could say, well, he's a good Christian. All what they'll basically say is, yeah, but you know, he's better than Kerry. And of course, like you said, that's sort of a controlled opposition thing. Both were Skull and Bones members, and so
both are cousins. But I mean, look at the facts here. Look at the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Bush is for total open borders. He's appointing all these pro-abortion people, anti-gun people, increases UNESCO funding, signs back on to this UN control arm system, and it's just right out in the open, and the guy's Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove, and he's getting more through than a Democrat could ever get through because he's a Trojan horse.
Well, that's one of their typical things. It's more when you got Nixon in, he was supposed to be one of these real right-wing types. But
price controls, just endless.
Yeah, opened the door to communist China, had that Joint Commission on Mental Health that basically said churches were going downhill and the state needs to step in and raise your children for you. And he said he was becoming a Keynesian in economics. That's the Fabian socialist. That's what Nixon told Howard K. Smith, ABC reporter at the time. So they usually make a lot of progress under these so-called conservatives because, like you said, it's a left-right dialectic that they're about, and that the people are confused by it.
Well, right now, even liberal groups are admitting there's gun registration in this new expansion of the Patriot Act, but most gun owners aren't even aware of it. Or they'll say, well, I'll just register my guns then. It's conservative, and you're a liberal because you're against gun registration.
Yeah, and the Real ID Act that just passed basically is a national ID. It doesn't matter that individual states have their driver's licenses with that name on it, you know, Nevada, Texas, wherever.
It federalizes them.
Yeah, that's right. And then David Dreyer wants to go even further than that, where you would have this encrypted sort of microchip that they'd be able to track you all over the place.
And they've got that power in the new bill. It's funny, though. Dreyer didn't have to leave office like the governor of New Jersey. See, it's also a double standard.
Maybe after the break, I hear the music, we can go into how they track you.
We'll be right back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We'll also take calls at 800-259-9231. Let Dr. Cuddy get a glass of water. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
I'm down in Austin, Texas, but the network's up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And John, who's running the broadcast, said last night on Fox TV, they showed Cub Foods up in Minnesota, claiming they'd had instantly 2 million sign-ups, total garbage, for thumb scanning. Why, you thumb scan to make sure there's no identity theft to keep you safe, and now because they've been instantly beating the drum of identity theft, why, now you've got to do this. Well, for right now, it's not, we don't make you, but we recommend you do. The tanning salons, the gyms, the public school lunches, no cash allowed, thousands of school districts now to get library books at city libraries, school libraries. It's for your safety. Meanwhile, it's the credit card company selling your data, causing this to happen. Bank of America sold the data to a fake company. They're the ones 90% of the time, literally, outdoing it. Big report out from New York Daily News about the government issuing and using Social Security numbers as IDs has actually caused all this. Their answer will now be more. And he's trying to find that newscast online. He saw it. John, you want to turn the mic on and tell us about what you saw?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. What did you see last night?
Actually, it wasn't last night. It was about a week ago.
Okay, you just told me the other night. Okay.
Yeah, and I guess it's grocery stores locally here, and they're implementing this thumb scanning thing where it automatically deducts from your bank account, and they're playing it that it's going to be like much easier and safer.
But that sounds like pure propaganda. 2 million got it. Everyone loves it. Come get it.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, it's here, folks. It's happening. What did you think of that newscast?
I thought it was total bunk.
And, of course, it was Texas back in 93, sort of thumb scanning. Most states already do it. Now, under federal standardization, it's going in the next 2 years. This will be part of the new national sales tax. Anything else, John?
No, that's it. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Dr. Cuddy, what do you think of them apples? I wanted to dovetail that with your discussion of the new tracker chips to go in the cards.
Yeah, they've had piloting stuff like that in European stores, in certain stores for a while. And so basically they try these things out before they spring it on us. They've had what's called a neural chip implant that they've already experimented on in Soledad Prison, where they get not only an audio but a visual record of everything that the person does, and they can cause them to, you know, back off, be more amenable to orders and so forth. And then at about 20 years ago, Britain's experimental Whitehall Institute developed a similar system where they could monitor brain waves, and they could prevent you. If you had a thought, let's say you had a thought of doing something criminal, they could give you an electrical shock that would prevent you from doing that.
And in my film Road to Tyranny, I have them on CBS News saying all this, and now with these new implants that go into the sciatic nerve for depression, they're guaranteed. If they're ordering hundreds of thousands of people on drugs every year, they're going to order people on this as well. And for those that don't believe this, Andy Rooney said, we all need chips to prove we're good people. He said this on 60 Minutes. He said it with a straight face. This is what they want, Dr. Cuddy.
Yeah, and they can basically track you. There's an outfit called Checkpoint Systems. And let's say Alex Jones goes to Portland, Oregon. When you walk through a store, those little screeners at the end, if you have that little barcode on something that you've purchased or whatever, for example, Japanese tennis shoes, they're made in the U.S., but they have this stuff in the shoe, and if the kid, there's a lot of Japanese kids wearing them, if they walk through, let's say, a store in Tokyo, there's immediately registered that that particular individual child is just at that location, so they can track, you know, wherever you go like that, and then they've gotten to the point where it's like your thoughts. For example, I think the outfit's called Cyberkinetics. They're up in Massachusetts. But anyway, if you have, there's this little chip. It's about the fifth the size of a penny, and it's in the base of the brain. And what you do is it's linked up to a computer system. And so you think, I want that door open. Let's say your front door open. You just think that, and the door opens. It sends a signal to the computer. The computer then opens the door. So, you know, all you have to do is think something, and an action occurs, which, of course, you know, opens up the possibility of somebody hacking in. And then, you know,
well, let me say this. I had the police chief of Bergen County on from New Jersey a few weeks ago, and he's gotten the applied digital chip. And I said, well, the government orders us to take it. Will you enforce that? Is that a good idea? And he said, yes, we should all have the chip. I've had their other executives on, and they said the chip will prevail, and weird statements like this. Get chipped today.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many of the Mexican Attorney General making his people get it. I mean, they're not joking around. They're not playing games. And Aldous Huxley gave a speech in 62 before he died at Berkeley where he said he'd visited British labs in 1960 where they were already remote controlling people.
They've had fast experiments with little mice, too. You know, you can cause them to turn left, right, up, you know, do whatever. Edward Cornish was head of the World Future Society in a decade or so ago in the Chicago Tribune. They were interviewing him. And the way he put it was, what they try to do first is get you to, quote, voluntarily do something. And so the way it'll probably come back is not so much the police saying, I'm ordering you to lay on this operation table and we're going to put a chip in you or something like that. What they'll probably do is like an economic incentive, like your boss will say, now you do understand that so you don't get kidnapped by some terrorist, we need to have this little chip in you so we can locate you and say, okay, boss, sure, for my job, I'll do it. And then they'll go from there. They'll be able to monitor you through the chip and, you know, cause you to do this, that, and the other through the chip and so on.
You're absolutely right. and they're also pitching it as a fad. You'll get all these economic discounts when you have it. I mean, folks, we're not joking. It's already going to be in your ID cards, which is bad enough. That's now going in.
Yeah, and your Social Security requirements, you know, they'll make it seem like you want it. But like where, like I said, whether it's, you talk about 9/11 or whatever it is, the power elite's control mechanism isn't so much direct. They like to have sort of plausible denial. So what they do is they create situations in which an individual or the public in general says, oh my goodness, you know, we have to have more gun control. Look at all those school shootings, you know, whatever. That's their main tactic.
Well, I'll never forget on December 29th, no, it was December 31st, 2000. No, 1999. I was watching Wall Street Week in Review when Louis Rukeyser was still doing it. And the head of Sun Microsystems, I think it's McKelvey, I forget his exact name, but he's on there. And Rukeyser says, what do you look most forward to in the new millennium? And he said, this is a quote, I look forward to implanting my son Maverick with a chip so I can track and trace everything he does. If he's driving a little too fast, I'll know. Or if he's not studying, I'll know. I look forward to chipping my young son, Maverick.
Yeah, absolutely. They're linking GPS technology as well. That's the way you can really track anybody.
They just bought the company to do that, Applied Digital did.
Right, and so they've had devices where you can sort of locate somebody within a city, devices, you know, they can read through walls and all this sort of stuff. But once they link it up, like I said, Checkpoint Systems is the one that's sort of leading the edge of this. That way they can, with GPS technology, find you wherever you are.
Man, I tell you, they just relentlessly in the TV shows, the dramas. We're going to go to calls in a moment, but Dr. Cuddy, I've noticed that there's literally 10 times the propaganda in dramas, in fictions, in cop shows than there is even in the newscast itself, because that's what the majority of people are watching, and they're watching in a suspended disbelief, uncritical mentality, and so I guess just accepting all of it. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah, they try, like I said, it's a conditioning process, and we've talked in the past about Tavistock and their theory of social turbulence and all this sort of stuff. And so what they'll do is, if you start to wise up, you know, to some of this and expose it and whatever, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you'll see a bunch of TV shows and movies that sort of push the envelope one additional step so that, you know, if there's a particular movie that's like a control mechanism and powerful forces beyond us manipulate, blah, blah, blah. You'll see all this stuff. And so, therefore, when something relatively, quote, mild happens in actual real life, the public says, oh, well, you know, I've heard about that stuff. No big deal.
Yeah, we're being desensitized,
yeah.
Bathed, basted in this.
Yeah, that's one of their tactics. It's sort of like that... back in the 60s, there's the SDS movement, Radical, and the book came out, Strawberry Statement, by one of these fellows, James Coonan, and he said that this was at the time of the Chicago Convention, Democratic Convention, you know, riots and Mayor Daley and all this sort of stuff. And basically, the guy afterwards said, well, look, what happened was a bunch of Business International Roundtable types came in and tried to buy up a few radicals, and they wanted to have us make a lot of commotion and appear even more radical than what they were planning for us, which then turned out to be like David Rockefeller saying how wonderful Mao Zedong was, and let's, you know, have trade with these ruthless communist Chinese and so on.
Yeah, the documents have also come out that at the very same time that Nixon later was actually planning to bomb conventions to go, oh, see, we're under attack.
Well, Operation Northwoods, as you know, 10 years before would say, they were willing to kill a bunch of Americans to try and justify get a pretext for an invasion of Cuba. Sounds sort of like Iraq, and you know, if something works once, or you know, at least the theory holds, that was put out by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Then they, you know, something like that may happen again.
Now, Dr. Cuddy, I want to go over Iraq a little bit. Tell us about your book, Cover Up. Give us the full title. By the way, I'm carrying this. It's up on the shopping cart, and you can also write to me and get it. Tell us about Cover Up.
Okay. Briefly, it covers three main elements. There's the 9/11 situation and how that could have been easily prevented, and how we sort of behind the scenes had been concocting. Like I said, the parallel scenario is that whether you're talking about Macedonia or whatever, you go in, you stir stuff up, then somebody like Milosevic reacts. You say, oh, my goodness, you know, human rights violations. We have to go in and help the poor people. And so I do some of that and show how that led to 9/11, how they did the same sort of thing there. It could have been easily prevented. And then the book is coming out just at the time as the Iraq War is beginning. And so in there, one of the things I put is that's what Saddam's strategy would be. Which, of course, is the administration just blew it. They didn't see it was obviously going to be a guerrilla warfare, just like it is, and that cost many lives, and the press didn't even want to touch the thing, you know, although it was obvious. So it goes to that, and then at the end it gets into how there are these violations of our constitutional rights as a result of this stuff, whether it's Patriot Act, Homeland Security, or whatever, and how there's this group, the Project for the New American Century, as well as James Baker and CFR Institute, that sort of planned all this stuff in advance to get rid of Saddam, to get the oil from Central Asia, and so on.
And again, folks, you can go to Infowars.com to get Cover Up. It's an excellent book. Or you can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the book is $16. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or Infowars.com. Dr. Cuddy, the Pentagon told Bush it'd take 450,000 troops. They knew what was going to happen. Are you sure it's ivory tower altitude mental illness, or do you think that it's part of a larger plan to make America look bad so the EU can play the part of the good cop? I mean, I think there's wheels within wheels here.
Yeah.
And I read an Israeli paper written by one of their top generals in the early 80s saying we want to invade Iraq first and then never really fix it, destabilize it, and break it up, but they really want it to be a smoking heap of ethnic and religious conflict.
There's various factions even within the within the power elite, and they use this sort of dialectic as well. They create a situation where we go in, but we're not totally successful. Now that does two things. Number one, it says, well, gee, you know, maybe we should have relied on the UN after all, or let's have the EU come in as be a good faith broker and so on. But
and then now, regardless, global government is established because either you accept total inspectors, total control, and sanctions that are genocide, that's the good cop, or the bad cop is DU, nuclear attack, total takeover.
And also another part of it is the more there is instability, the more reason that the, like I said, they create a situation so you have a reaction, they use a reaction. So if you have instability, then the new Iraqi government says that their reaction is, oh, please don't leave. You know, stick around, Halliburton.
Oh, please don't leave Iran and Syria are doing and invade them, please.
You want to send a signal. Then play off one against the other. You're centrally located between Iran on the east and Syria on the west, so you can go either way. You fulfill the PNAC cause of a, quote, permanent military presence in the region, which was their goal. They said Saddam was just incidental to that. You get a protection base for the oil coming from Central Asia, Uzbekistan, and all this stuff at the same time. Poppy production increases, you know, just like it did during the Vietnam War. It explodes out there. And you have your people in place. You have Karzai, a UNICAL consultant, is the head of Afghanistan. You have the ambassador, Khalilzad, who is a UNICAL consultant as well. And so you have your key players in place. You protect through changing the law to say you can't, I forget the law, but there's an actual law that was passed that said, funding can be challenged in court that goes to these entities like Halliburton and whatever. They've covered their backside on that. So you can't create even patents. You know, you can't use seeds now unless they're covered by patents here. And so you really actually have control. It's sort of like a 51st state. You have your puppets there in place, and they're totally reliant on you because as we speak, one of them's maybe getting assassinated, the interior ministry or whatever. And so we're there for a long time. They have contracts to build lots and lots of housing for Americans, which means we're not going to get out anytime soon.
They're going to build this. First, it was 3,000. Now, 6,000-man embassy. That's really an imperial command base.
That's right. It's far more than an embassy. It's an intelligence network for the region. Also, you put a dialectical pressure on Israel with the Palestinians so that you force them to accept the new world order. And, you know, we have to work these things out and all this sort of stuff. And so it's going to impact on them through this dialectical process. And so
and that keeps a hardline military government in power in Israel.
Hard, yeah, got to have that for self-defense. That's correct. But they're also being played. They're also being pressured. That's why you see them, you know, Sharon is doing certain things. At the same time, he's, according to Haaretz, he's, you know, he says, I can tell the U.S. what to do. So, yeah, it's all part of a major master global plan that Brzezinski talked about, his grand chessboard.
That's the thing. You can read stuff they wrote 10, 20 years ago. And then it's exactly what they're doing. I mean, it's not like we're going to some conspiracy theory. They say Saddam isn't a threat. It's about oil and a military base.
That's right.
That's Dick Cheney. We'll be right back with your calls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Phone lines, and then I want to ask Dr. Cuddy about ways to stop the New World Order and their weak points. We'll have him with us for half hour into the next hour. We've got a lot of callers here, so let's go to them. Alex and Ian and Jason and Deagle and others. Let's go ahead and go to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Cuddy.
Now, I've always been interested in science, especially when I was young, and I had my own little subscription to Scientific American in the 70s and 80s, and I remember seeing basically the basic research for the control grid systems that we have today. I remember seeing articles about how IBM was going to use RFID to, you know, track people in the workplace, and this is in like 1979. And then in Scientific American, they would commonly have little sidebar articles from Hughes Aerospace about how great the new, infrared goggles are, or the new product that's going to protect the pilot's eyes from the atomic blast or something like that. Now, Scientific American, I think, has been really dumbed down lately. But back then, it was in the open. You could read about it and see the basic research.
Yeah, the RFID they were talking about using, that's sort of locally within a particular area, although they're able to broaden. The technology is getting to the point where the scanner and what they use is small enough so they can use it to, at a
They're going to use cell towers as the booster.
Yeah, and then they link that with that GPS technology to locate you anywhere, you know, from long distances.
And it's already in all the cell phones, folks.
And in the 70s, if the caller will look back there, just go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. I put in my book, The Globalist. You can find where they can alter. There's a patent to alter your brain waves remotely. The average citizen thinks you have to put the little electrodes in your head.
There was a Baltimore Sun article where DARPA a few years ago was going, we're going to put up towers to calm everyone if there's an emergency. We're studying putting up mind control towers, and it's normal.
Yeah, and you set the stage for that by using what the Nazis did. This will take about 45 seconds, but let me run through this real quick. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew, comes over here, becomes CBS's chief advisor under William Paley, 1928, writes a book, Propaganda, says, we have the means, the technical means, to control you now, manipulate you, we're an invisible government. Okay, so he's hired after the Second World War by Oscar Ewing, who's head of the Federal Security Agency that includes public health agency. And what his job is to do is to get fluoride in the water. Now, why does he want to do that? They've discovered, they sent over a biochemist after the Second World War to find out what the Nazis had done. And they found what they had developed was the ability to put sodium fluoride in the water in the occupied areas, because there's a left part of the brain that it affects and makes you more docile, more accepting of authority. You don't question. You don't challenge authority. And so that was very useful. So that's what they had to do to condition the people, get that fluoride in the water. And so that's what Bernays's job was.
And I have reports from England, the U.S., China. Sodium fluoride admittedly does this, but they have all the newscasts and movies where we're all kooks if we talk about it. Just drink it.
Well, it's interesting on the current part 12 of my mental health series, which maybe we'll get to in a second. I will have pretty soon a actual from the 1950s, a can, a wrapper from the can. And it says sodium fluoride. It says if you swallow this, it may kill you. So that gives you an indication of what they knew at the time.
Well, it's incredible. Anything, Alex?
Sorry, talking to mute. One other thing is when I was going through my old magazines, I found a copy of Science Digest, which I believe is a Hearst publication. This is from 81, and in the back there's a obviously an expensive full-color ad that says the most incredible book of all time, and it's Necronomicon, and actually the little cutout order form has the eye in the pyramid in it. Isn't that nice?
It's good.
Yeah, obviously it is. I should report to the Ministry of Love now, I suppose. Thank you.
Yes, it's all going to be okay soon. Once the towers are up, we'll all feel much better. Hello, folks.